Tales of the Free Cities, Season 2, The Free Cities Draft. Episode 13, Father. Steel weapons met inside the cage with a high-pitched shriek, a sharp, spiteful screech in Lane's ears. The aspirants staggered back from the impact, their arms shaking from exhaustion as much as shock. Their weapons were little more than barbaric lumps of metal. Heavy blades with wide edges, he wouldn't have been surprised to discover the butchers chose such weapons for building strength and endurance as much as anything else. Lane felt a cold tickle across his neck and wondered if his ears were bleeding from the assault or if it was just the wind. He didn't dare reach up to find out. Truthfully, he hadn't really cared which guild picked him in the draft, his own troubles making the event seem a trivial distraction. He'd never struggled to fit in anywhere before, and had assumed finding a place on a new team would be much the same. But then, he'd been selected by the Butcher's Guild, and suddenly he'd come to realise how foolish that notion had been. The guild's training camps were legendary for both their grueling regimes and unforgiving culture. Stories abounded of the hardships endured by our aspiring rookies, and how those who collapsed to the dirt were left to die if they couldn't get back up again. Once he might have laughed off such preposterous rumours, but standing in the yard, surrounded by ominous bloodstains, Lane felt his stomach turning. The other initiates were no use. Each wore a harder expression than the last, several wearing scars or missing teeth like badges of pride.
"You've gone pale, boy."
The Master Butcher's tone was hard, but not without sympathy. Lane had no idea why Ox had chosen to mentor him personally. He'd taken barely 3 steps into the compound before being pulled to one side by the much larger man. Over the last week, he'd drilled relentlessly under his new tutor's watchful eye, being worked until he felt like his muscles might tear and never heal again. Dull aches, his constant companions. Some feet away, Fillet bellowed a fresh command.
"Again, fight until one of you is blooded."
Her tone was as sharp as the knives at her belt. Wearily, the figures in the cage lowered themselves into fighting stances once more and began circling. Lane felt as nauseous as the smoke had ever made him. He flinched when the blades eventually struck.
"You'll need to grow a sterner stomach before long, boy. This is your life now."
"But I don't know I can survive out there. I'm no fighter. I'll meet death in the cages."
"You'll do no such thing. You're a butcher. We don't give up or balk at adversity. You may not be able to fight now, but you will in time. Of that you can rest assured."
The Master Butcher paused, appraising the rookies crowded around the black iron cage. His bottom lip turned up disapprovingly.
"And better than any of those miserable wretches to boot."
Lane shook his head. It didn't seem possible. Ox saw his reluctance.
"A butcher breaks weakness across their knee and discards it for the vermin, boy."
It was clear the older man wasn't only talking about Lane's fighting prowess, and he felt his cheeks grow warm from shame. He'd been clean for weeks now, but still felt the tug of the smoke as keenly as ever. Around people, or when he was kept busy, it wasn't so bad. But alone, late at night, the withdrawal left him tossing and turning, scratching at his skin. His plight hadn't gone unnoticed. Just as Lane had been unable to conceal his turmoil, his mentor had made no effort to hide his scrutiny. The long drills and the inevitable exhaustion which followed helped. Lane hadn't been able to do anything but collapse into bed the last 3 nights running, so fatigued his eyes closed without thought of anything, not even Amber.
"I'll teach you to defeat your devil. The bastard will perish the same as mine did, and the same as I helped Gutter destroy hers."
A slender hand descended upon Lane's shoulder, strong and calloused from hard labour and fighting. He looked around and recoiled when he saw the sanguine blade staring back, a face lit by a vicious grin.
"You'll not be training with the others. Gutter and I will school you with a blade, and you'll learn far more than you would with those whelps in the cages."
Lane saw a hint of a determined smile behind Ox's thick beard.
"It's time for you to be reborn, boy. I won't stand by and watch the darkness claim you again.
The Free Cities draft was written by Sherwin Matthews and is the sole property of Steamforge Games Limited. It is reproduced here with their kind permission and their continued support.